You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.
Hair of Beckman's People by Victoria playwright Sally Stubbs is being premiered by Touchstone Theatre in Vancouver. Even before its premiere, this play has won the third annual Canadian Peace Play Competition and been selected for a showcase at the International Women's Playwriting Conference in Mumbai. Laura Lamb saw Hair Beckman's People, and she's here with her thoughts. Okay, so what is the basic premise of the play?
Well, it's set in 1969, and the main character is Anna, and she's a painter. And she's returning to Munich after living in Canada for 20 years or more. She's has to come to terms with her family, who she rejected because of their Nazi past. Her mother, named Clara, was a concert pianist who was favored by Hitler and the Nazis. And her father, Rainer, was in the SS and participated in torture.
And what about the Herr Beckman of the title?
That comes from the painter Max Beckman, who was a real painter, a very famous expressionist painter, German, who was active during the Second World War. He lived in Amsterdam during the war. And to Anna, he is God, she says. I guess meaning that she emulates his painting, which was a little bit anachronistic because being set in 1969, that style of painting was very out of fashion. You had to be abstract then, so. But that's a quibble.
And how does the play approach the subject matter of the Nazi history or the Nazi past?
Well, I guess the central issue or the central conflict of the play is how does one respond? How do we respond? How should we respond when someone you love has done a horrible thing? Anna, when she left Germany, chose to reject her family completely and to punish them this way. And at first sight, that's the right thing to do because her family, her father and mother and brother and grandmother are all unrepentant. They haven't done anything to show that they reject their Nazi past. They're just carrying on with life as if nothing had happened. In other words, they're kind of in denial. They're still in complicity. So she had to leave, didn't she? But the play is basically all the other characters attempting to convince Anna and the audience that she made the wrong choice. And as the mother in particular and some of the other characters keep saying that she should listen. She should listen before she judges.
And was it convincing?
Yes. In a way, it was almost too easy to be convinced, because Anna is presented as having a very kind of adolescent attitude. She sees everything in terms of black and white. She doesn't seem to ever have considered in the 20 years that she's been away the complexities of the situation and the tragedies of living in a situation of war and fascism, and how that hurts people in many ways, not only the direct victims. But it can hurt people, ethically, or you might say spiritually. So since the character hasn't really considered these things and only sees it in terms of right, wrong, good, bad, should have left when you had the chance before the war began, the arguments are not very complex from her side. And so it's very easy. It's almost too easy to see that she was mistaken when we get the backstory.
She sounds like a straw man or a straw woman sort
almost.
Of character. That you
yeah, think. Yeah. And also another thing is that all the other characters, her family, are all quite a bit more likable than she is. They all have humor, where she doesn't seem to have any. She's very strident and she just has the moral high ground. That's all she has. And especially her father, Rainer, who is, of course, the supposed villain because he was the actual perpetrator. he's shown as being a very playful, very humorous, funny. Not only that, very thoughtful and very innocent, almost sweet and very loving. So it's very hard not to like him. We're convinced.
Is the play suggesting then that it's okay to participate in torture as long as you have a sense of humor and love your children?
Yeah, that was I think where I really got most engaged when I started to think about that. And because I'm familiar with some of the Nazi leaders, like Goering and Goebbels, were known to their friends and family as being very nice people. You know, they loved dogs. They were devoted to their family, and yet they exterminated millions of people. So when you hear that, you think, yeah, sure, they wore this mask of nice guy, but they were monsters. But in this play, I was confronted with the idea, can a torturer not be just a person wearing a nice guy mask, but actually a wonderful person, worthy of love? And then I had to ask myself, is Anna, I mean, the family who remained in Germany are in denial, but is Anna also in a kind of denial? Is judging and rushing to judgment and wanting to punish really just as much denial as sweeping everything under the rug?
Mm-hmm. Now, the play is named after Max Beckmann. Is there a reason other than Anna's admiration for his art?
Well, in Anna's mind, he did the right thing because he, unlike her mother and father, left Germany when he could and lived in self-imposed exile in Amsterdam. Also, his work portrays suffering, the work that he did during the war especially, and before the war, portrays damaged, broken people and torture, whether it's literal or metaphorical. It's mentioned in the program, but not directly in the play, that Beckmann was very successful in pre-war Germany as an artist. He was acclaimed. But when Hitler came to power, as you may know, the Nazis were very active in suppressing and censoring and destroying art. And they had this very infamous exhibition called Degenerate Art, where they confiscated all the art, contemporary, challenging, formally art, as well as any art that was directly critical of capitalism or fascism or as well as any art that was done by Jews, and put it in this big exhibition where it was mocked and held up to ridicule. And this exhibition traveled all over Germany and was seen by millions of people. And that I think was a missed opportunity in the play, not to bring the special situation of artists and even the responsibility of artists, the special responsibility that artists might have in this kind of situation, and not to deal with that directly.
Well, Anna is also an artist. She's a painter, and her mother is a professional musician. How does the play connect their work as artists with these political and ethical issues we've been discussing?
Well, as I'm saying, I think that the complexities of the relationship between art and power are missing in the play. Clara, the mother, and Anna, too, have a kind of simplistic understanding of what art is. It's essentially a private act. It's described as an expression that expresses the very core of their being, of each of them. They use the metaphor of how it is expressed out of your body, squeezed out of your body, the basic idea of expression. And it comes out in both their cases through their fingers, one through making music and the other through painting. But this is, and also, it's discussed around the prestige that an artist can achieve if they're successful, since both of these women are successful in their work, and they have to deal with perhaps having to give up that prestige if they stand up for what they know is right. But again, that's an individual matter. The position of the art in itself, the work in itself as being political, isn't really discussed. For instance, Anna, or rather Clara, performs for Hitler, and and Anna's only question about that is, why did you perform for Hitler? Not what did you perform for Hitler? What might be the meaning of the music that you were performing? Because as well as being a degenerate art exhibition and campaign on part of Nazis, there was also degenerate music, and Beethoven was not degenerate music, but some of the contemporary composers like Schoenberg and Berg were degenerate. And so even what you play, it's discussed in that the Nazis pressure Clara to play German music. So you see that they use her talent as a way of enforcing or reinforcing their xenophobia. Like, she mustn't play French music, or she certainly mustn't play Russian music, and of course she mustn't play Jewish music. But really, beyond that, it's not mentioned in the play. Beyond the nationality of composers. With Beckmann being in the title and seemingly an important symbol, I think that was a missed opportunity.
So the Max Beckmann's people, the characters who are, I guess, being characterized as Max Beckmann's people, Anna and her mother, they're not so much like Max Beckmann as.
Yeah,
that's
just not discussed. They don't seem to be aware, the characters don't seem to be aware of this whole important matrix between art and power.
Okay. And looking at the play as a whole, how did it work? Is it worth seeing?
Well, I was very impressed with the performances. There were challenges because the actors have to they're speaking English sometimes, and sometimes that English is supposed to be English, and sometimes the English is supposed to be German. That's a bit of a challenge. And they have to shift from being the two child characters, Anna and her brother, have to shift from being adults to children without any help, without any costume or lighting suddenly you have to believe that they're children. I was impressed with that. I thought the play itself, again, coming back to how art can have a social and political meaning just in the way it's made, was a bit conservative, sort of like Clara. It's kind of a Beethoven play. It's not an Anton Berg play, except for the set. The set was referred to Expressionism, and the way they used the set was a little bit broke into the naturalism of the way the story was presented a bit, and I like that. So I found the form as well as the content of the play a little bit challenging, but not enough.
Okay. I think Beethoven was considered pretty radical in his day.
Yeah, well, it is. It's complex, right? Yeah, he was revolutionary then, but for the Nazis, not so much.
Mm-hmm. We've been talking about the world premiere of Herr Beckmann's People by Sally Stubbs. It's playing at the PTC Theater on Granville Island through June 19th.